The Magic Teapot by Mary Calhoun.
I must buy a new teapot, said Mrs. McBobble.
Last night she'd dropped and broken her old blue china pot. So right after breakfast, which didn't taste right without her tea, Mrs. McBobble tied her scarf over her head and hurried off to the store as fast as her little legs would go.
I'm sorry, said the storekeeper, but I've only one teapot in the store. I don't know if you'd want it.
From under the counter, he brought out a strange-looking teapot with a curly-cue handle and a long spout.
Why, it looks all right, said Mrs. McBobble. I'll take it.
As soon as she got back home, Mrs. McBobble went right to work in the kitchen to make a pot of tea. When she thought the tea leaves had brewed long enough, she poured herself a cup of tea, but land of mercy, that wasn't tea in her cup. It looked like she tasted it. Yes. It was hot chocolate. Poor Mrs. McBobble was all a fluster. She took the lid off of the teapot and peered inside, but all she saw was amber-colored tea with black tea leaves floating in it. So she spilled the hot chocolate into the sink and poured out another cupful. This time her cup was full of lemonade. Well, that was all very well, but Mrs. McBobble wanted tea. Cup after cupful she poured out of the pot, and every time something different came out. Chicken noodle soup, hot and good smelling. Ice cold root beer. Orange juice with orange ice cubes floating in it. All this time, Mrs. McBobble was getting madder and madder. Her face was red.
Drat this pot, she said,
and dirty dishwater poured out of the teapot all over the floor.
Nasty thing, she said, and a mouse jumped out of the teapot spout.
Mrs. McBobble screamed, for she was afraid of mice. She chased the little gray mouse out of the back door with her broom. Then she threw the teapot in the trash bin for the garbage man to take away. But when the garbage man found it, he held it up to look at it.
Now that's too pretty to throw away, he smiled. And he took it home to his little white house where he lived all alone.
The garbage man didn't like tea, so that night he tried to make coffee in the teapot. He had the same trouble that Mrs. McBobble did. Out came tomato juice. The garbage man could hardly believe his eyes. He shook the pot, and it gurgled. He tried again and got honey. Now the garbage man was scowling. He hit the pot a hard jar with his hand, as if to make it work right, and poured another cupful of castor oil.
No wonder Mrs. McBobble threw this pot away. There is something very wrong with it, he said angrily.
The next day, the garbage man had forgotten about the teapot, until he saw his friend Jenny, a little girl who lived next door. He got the pot from his kitchen and brought it out to Jenny's backyard, where she was playing with her dolls.
Would you like this old teapot for your doll tea parties? He asked her.
Oh, yes, Jenny cried, when she saw the gay little teapot. But don't you need it?
It is broken, the garbage man told her, but it's good enough to play with, isn't it?
Yes, thank you, Jenny laughed. My dolls would love to have some tea.
When the garbage man had gone on to his truck, Jenny set her dolls in a circle around a rock. She brought out her play teacups and saucers and put them around in front of the rag doll, the princess doll, the bride doll, and the Native American doll. Then Jenny took the teapot to the kitchen and ran some water from the faucet into the pot just to make it seem real.
Now we'll have a tea party, she said to the dolls. Raggedy Ann, would you like some tea?
Jenny tilted the teapot spout over the Raggedy Ann doll's cup, and out poured feathers. Lovely white feathers flying about in the breeze.
Oh, cried Jenny in delight. How beautiful. Why, it's a magic teapot.
She knew right away. She poured again, and pink lemonade ran out on the ground. She quickly aimed at the spot at her cup and caught some lemonade. She tasted it, and it was the best lemonade Jenny had ever drunk. Jenny filled all the dolls' cups. One teacup had peanuts in it. Another cup was full of hot chocolate. The bride doll's cup had fruit punch in it, and in the Native American doll's cup was bubble gum. Jenny wanted some more of the delicious pink lemonade, so she said, "Give me lemonade," and poured into her cup. Instead, out came water. Jenny was surprised for a minute. She thought hard, and then she knew what was wrong.
"I'm sorry, teapot," she said. "Please may I have some lemonade?"
She poured again, and sure enough, out came pink lemonade.
Jenny poured and poured all the good things she could think of, and each time she asked the teapot please for what she wanted. It was a magic teapot, so of course, only the magic word please would make it work right. The end. I hope you enjoyed this story. Please like and subscribe so you can come back and visit us again and hear all of our new stories and revisit the ones that you like the best. Also, you can listen to all the stories commercial-free at www.curiousandcozy.com. Thanks for listening. God bless and sweet dreams.